Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India has emerged as a trusted partner in fast-progressing global order, asserts government moving ahead with vision of reform, perform and transform, and country has boarded the reform express. Both houses of parliament adopt motion of thanks to president's address by voice vote. Opposition continues to disrupt Lok Sabha proceedings. Centre, Nagaland Government and Eastern Nagaland People's Organisation sign pact to form Frontier Nagaland Territorial Authority. In Meghalaya, 18 people killed in coal mine blast in East Jayantia Hills. State Government orders probe. And in cricket, Women's Premier League summit clash underway between Royal Challengers Bengaluru and Delhi Capitals in Vadodara. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed confidence that India is fully geared to compete at the global stage and is marching towards becoming the third largest economy with confidence and decisive policy reforms. He said the government is going ahead with the vision of reform, perform and transform, and the country has boarded the reform express. He was replying to the discussion on the motion of thanks to the president's address in the Rajya Sabha today.
हमने रिफॉर्म परफॉर्म ट्रांसफॉर्म के मंत्र को लेकर के आगे बढ़े और आज स्थिति ऐसी है कि देश रिफॉर्म एक्सप्रेस पर सवार हो चुका है. हमने स्ट्रक्चरल रिफॉर्म्स किए हैं, प्रोसेस से जुड़े रिफॉर्म्स किए हैं, पॉलिसीज में रिफॉर्म किए हैं. हमारा मैन्युफैक्चरिंग सेक्टर, हमारी उद्यमी ये सशक्त हो, भारत की हर चीज का वैल्यू एडिशन हो, उस दिशा में हमने प्रयास किया है. और मैं आज विश्वास के साथ कह सकता हूँ, आज भारत विश्व के साथ स्पर्धा करने के लिए पूरी तरह तैयार है.
On the trade deals signed with several countries, including the European Union and the United States of America, Mr. Modi said the country has finalized trade deals with 9 countries and recently concluded the mother of all deals with the 27 countries of the European Union.
अनेक देशों के साथ आज भारत फ्यूचर रेडी ट्रेड डील्स कर रहा है. पिछले कुछ ही समय में दुनिया के महत्वपूर्ण 9 बड़े देशों के साथ हमारे ट्रेड डील हुए और उसमें मदर ऑफ ऑल डील एक साथ 27 देशों के साथ यूरोपियन यूनियन के साथ.
The Prime Minister said the country has built a robust manufacturing ecosystem supporting its entrepreneurs. He said the world is looking with hope towards India as the country possesses a young talent pool. He said the world is rapidly progressing towards a new global order and India has emerged as a trusted partner for many countries. The Prime Minister said during her address to the joint sitting of Parliament, President Draupadi Murmu highlighted the rapid progress made over the past year in India's journey towards a Vikasit Bharat. The Prime Minister also hit out at the Congress Party for its unruly behaviour during the proceedings of the House in the Lok Sabha yesterday. The Prime Minister also spoke about the achievements of several welfare schemes. President Draupadi Murmu had addressed the joint sitting of both houses on the 28th of last month. BJP MP Maya Narolia, Sandeep Kumar Pathak of Aam Aadmi Party, K.R. Suresh of TDP and members of other political parties also participated in the discussion. After the speech of the Prime Minister, the Rajya Sabha adopted the motion of thanks to the President's address by voice vote. Proceedings in the Lok Sabha witnessed continued disruption today due to the opposition's ruckus over various issues, including the India-US trade deal. Amid the continuous uproar, the House adopted the motion of thanks to the President's address by voice vote. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla expressed anguish over the behaviour of the protesting MPs. The central government, Nagaland Government and Eastern Nagaland People's Organisation has signed an agreement for the formation of the Frontier Nagaland Territorial Authority. The agreement was signed in the presence of Union Home Minister Amit Shah in New Delhi today. Nagaland Chief Minister Nephew Rio was also present on the occasion. Speaking at the signing of the agreement, Mr. Shah said it is a momentous day for the people of Nagaland.
प्रधानमंत्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी ने उग्रवाद मुक्त, हिंसा मुक्त, विवाद मुक्त और विकसित नॉर्थ ईस्ट की जो कल्पना कर रही है।
The government has taken one step forward in line with Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of a strife-free, violence-free and a developed Northeast. Today, a very big and long-standing dispute is coming to a happy conclusion. Its significance is even greater because ENPO and the government of Nagaland themselves discussed the matter among each other, gave this agreement a concrete shape and took it to its logical conclusion.
इस समझौते को एक शेप दिया है और लॉजिकल एंड तक पहुंचा है।
India today stated that ensuring the energy security of 1.4 billion Indians is the supreme priority of the government. Briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, diversifying the country's energy sourcing in keeping with objective market conditions and evolving international dynamics is at the core of the government's strategy.
The government has stated publicly on several occasions that ensuring the energy security of 1.4 billion Indians is the supreme priority of the government. Diversifying energy sourcing in keeping with objective market conditions and evolving international dynamics is at the core of our strategy to ensure this. All of India's decisions are taken and will be taken with this in mind.
Replying to a query on Venezuelan oil, Mr. Jaiswal said Venezuela has been a long-standing partner of India in the energy sector, encompassing trade and investments. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said the first tranche of the bilateral trade agreement between India and the USA is almost ready. He added, India expects to finalize and sign a joint statement between both the countries in about 4 to 5 days. Mr. Goyal said this while addressing the media in New Delhi today.
हमारा पहला ट्रांच बायलैटरल ट्रेड एग्रीमेंट का
Our first tranche of the bilateral trade agreement is almost ready. We hope that within the next 4 to 5 days, we will finalize and sign a joint statement between the United States of America and India. And on the basis of that joint statement, the first phase of this agreement between the two of us will commence.
शुरुआत हो जाएगी हमारे दोनों के बीच में इस समझौते की पहली कड़ी
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said the historic India-US trade deal is in the final stages of detailing, which will be completed very soon. He said the deal opens up a new phase in India-US bilateral ties with vast possibilities for the relationship. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar wrote about his recently concluded visit to the US. He said the visit was productive and positive. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today firmly said the India-US trade deal fully safeguards the country's agricultural interests, particularly those of the farm and dairy sectors. Addressing the media in New Delhi, Mr. Chauhan reiterated that the country's staple grains, fruits, major crops, millets and dairy products remain completely secure and face no threat whatsoever. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're with us on the news at 9. In Meghalaya, 18 people were killed in a coal mine blast in the Thangsko area of East Jayantia Hills district this morning. Several others are still trapped inside the mine. Rescue and search operations are ongoing and authorities are working to assess the full extent of the tragedy. Superintendent of Police of East Jayantia Hills, Vikash Kumar, said police and disaster management teams were immediately rushed to the site. Initial investigations suggest that the mine was operating illegally in violation of existing government bans on rat hole mining in the region. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief at the loss of lives in the incident. He wished for the speedy recovery of the injured and announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund to the next of kin of each deceased. 50,000 rupees will be given to the injured. Chief Minister Conrad Sangma in a tweet expressed deep sorrow at the loss of lives and ordered an inquiry into the mine blast. Further details are awaited. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah today officially launched India's first cooperative-based ride-hailing platform, Bharat Taxi, in New Delhi. Bharat Taxi is India's first cooperative-led ride-hailing platform registered under the Multi-State Cooperative Societies Act 2002. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Shah said the cooperative taxi service will support drivers, enhance their earnings and bring prosperity to them.
जो फिक्स चार्ज तय होगा भारत टैक्सी के द्वारा
अपार्ट फ्रॉम द फिक्स चार्जेस डिसाइडेड बाय भारत टैक्सी विल नेवर डिडक्ट इवन 1% कमीशन फ्रॉम योर हार्ड अर्न्ड इनकम दिस मींस योर प्रॉस्पेरिटी विल इंक्रीज भारत टैक्सीज ऑब्जेक्टिव इज नॉट टू इंक्रीज इट्स ओन कैपिटल इट्स ऑब्जेक्टिव इज टू इंक्रीज द प्रॉफिट्स ऑफ माई सारथी ब्रदर्स एंड सारथी सिस्टर्स हु आर द रियल ओनर्स ऑफ भारत टैक्सी The payment made by a Bharat Taxi customer will be automatically transferred directly into your account at the same time.
वो आपके अकाउंट में ऑटोमेटिकली ट्रांसफर उसी वक्त हो जाएगा.
Chief Executive Officer of Bharat Taxi, Vivek Pandya, has described Bharat Taxi as the world's first mobility cooperative.
We will always remain a zero commission model. So we'll never charge any commission to the drivers. So that will enable us to do two things. One, the drivers will get full value of the fare. Second is consumers also do not have to pay too much because there is more money for the driver. So that is one very big difference about Bharat Taxi.
In a setback to the Mamata Banerjee-led West Bengal government, the Supreme Court today directed it to clear pending dearness allowance or DA dues owed to nearly 20 lakh state government employees. The court ordered the state to pay at least 25% of the outstanding DA arrears by the 6th of next month, reaffirming its earlier directions that had been pending for years. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a visit to Kuala Lumpur on the 7th and 8th of February on the invitation of Prime Minister of Malaysia, Anwar Ibrahim. Briefing media on the upcoming visit, Secretary East, External Affairs Ministry P. Kumaran said this will be the Prime Minister Modi's third visit to Malaysia.
Prime Minister is scheduled to visit Kuala Lumpur on 7th and 8th February. This would be PM's third visit to Malaysia. The forthcoming visit comes within 1.5 years of elevation of our bilateral ties to a comprehensive strategic partnership. PM will hold bilateral discussions with the Prime Minister of Malaysia. They will review progress under the India-Malaysia Comprehensive Strategic Partnership.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will interact with students across the country at 10 a.m. tomorrow in the 9th edition of Pariksha Pe Charcha. The program aims to discuss exam stress and celebrate examinations as an utsav and an integral part of life. This year, the interactive sessions will be held with exam warriors in Devmogra, Coimbatore, Raipur, Guwahati and at 7 Lok Kalyan Marg in Delhi. The Ministry of Education said that more than 4 crore 50 lakh students, teachers and parents have registered for the program through the MyGov portal. In the Women's Premier League cricket, the summit clash is underway between Delhi Capitals and Royal Challengers Bengaluru in Vadodara. Put into bat first, Delhi Capitals were 189 for 3 in 19 overs when reports last came in. Reigning world champion Samrat Rana and World Cup final winner Surajit Singh joined forces to clinch silver in the 10-meter air pistol mixed team event at the Asian Rifle Pistol Championship 2026 in New Delhi today. The hosts extended their domination of the championship with their gold count reaching 10 after 2 days of the competition. Union Public Service Commission, UPSC, has launched a series of technological interventions for this year's Civil Services Examination and Indian Forest Service Examination aimed at enhancing candidate access and strengthening exam security. The Commission stated that the new online application portal aims to enhance integrity at various stages of the examination process and simplify the application experience for candidates. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India has emerged as a trusted partner in fast-progressing global order, asserts government moving ahead with vision of reform, perform and transform, and country has boarded the reform express. Both Houses of Parliament adopt motion of thanks to President's address by voice vote. Opposition continues to disrupt Lok Sabha proceedings. Centre, Nagaland Government and Eastern Nagaland People's Organisation signed pact to form Frontier Nagaland Territorial Authority. In Meghalaya, 18 people killed in coal mine blast. In East Jayantia Hills, state government orders probe. And in cricket, WPL summit clash underway between Royal Challengers Bengaluru and Delhi Capitals in Vadodara. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.